Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. Thank you very, very much. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now, everybody, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And here she is on a Monday morning, Ms. Rosemary. Hello, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to all you great, 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 great people. And happy belated birthday to the Navy. Yay, you go. Flip and Jeff and all the rest of you. Yeah. And, you know, the start of the week, I think I missed it last week. Someone said, I don't know, but I like to do my little theme song, and I'm only doing a few verses from it. You really need to download this one if you want to really raise a hallelujah in the middle of all the crap that's going on. And, boy, I do mean a lot of nonsense. Okay, let's go. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than their unbelief. My weapon is a melody, and heaven comes to fight for me. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of any storm, louder and louder. You're going to hear these praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, and the king is alive. When you hear that song, it goes on and on and on. It's a very long song. You are going to tip to something that I don't know. It's still my number one theme one, but I got another one later. Okay, well, I want to address something tonight. And I'm going to be addressing a lot this week. We're going to have a lot of shout-out of blessings because I know I haven't been doing many of them lately, but we're going to do them this week. So just hang in there, everybody. Okie dokie. Now, there's a slippery slope thing here, and I don't want to get into the Constitution tonight, but the red flag gun law. Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because of the calls I'm getting of many, many veterans, especially, who we know have had PTSD. Now, would you be targeted? Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, you would. And you know, Captain, it breaks my heart to talk to veterans. And I had the opportunity this weekend to talk to a few, of course, about this subject, and I could not give them a lot of hope. Now, I do want to tell a story real quick, and the captain's going to help me with the timing because I can't see my digital screen tonight. I've got new lighting coming in. Anyway, let me say this really quickly. It can be used vindictively also. I heard a story of a divorced couple, and of course, women can be particularly vindictive. Sorry, I'm a female, I can say it. And she just said her husband was threatening her with a gun. Well, the poor man never owned a gun. So what do you think they do? They go into his place, where's your gun? And he said very quietly and sweetly, oh, I don't have a gun. By the way, wait, this is a true story. And they said, well, your wife said, your ex, what? So what do? Took his entire house apart. Took everything apart. Which, pretty messy when you get into some stuff. Wouldn't want anybody taking all my stuff apart. I could never get it back together. Anyway, no gun. He said, I tried to tell you, no gun. Don't have one. My ex-wife is just trying to cause trouble. And did they offer anything? No. it was up to him to put everything back together. To me, just saying personally, this violates search and seizure and other things. We're going to go into the Constitution again. It can get out of hand. Something meant for good can get out of hand. And if you put this in California and places, it gets so far out of hand, it's ridiculous. Why? Because they want gun control. Let's just be honest, people. They want gun. You take people, you take a nation's guns, we have nothing to fight with. Now, you know, I do, you know, I value prayer above all else. But I worked for law enforcement. Just to let y'all know something, because there's a lot of new people. I actually did work for law enforcement, and I'm not going to say what department. And I also had very high security clearances. So, of course, I had to. At one time in my life, I was forced to have a gun. And by the way, we had a three-day wait back then. There was none of this problem. I had a very good, but I had to wait my 3 days. And they did the thing. So I don't know why they think they have to go further, because it worked before. We just got, and let me end by saying this. If you don't think the evildoers can get guns, they will always be able to get them. This does not stop them from getting guns. It would hurt the legal ones, the legal carriers. And I'm on my soap opera bench here tonight about this because of calls I'm getting. This is going on. It should be stopped. And having worked, literally, I will not lie, for Hillsborough County, I worked for law enforcement in their department. So I'm for law enforcement. So this is just things gone awry a bit. Just wanted to bring it up. And veterans, we're going to pray over this, and I just pray it doesn't get more out of hand. I would think it would be calming down a little bit now. That was a few years ago when that became...
Well, California let it all off again over the weekend.
Well, anything they do is crazy anyway. They go, they go
but
so
they,
far.
But they seem to lead the country. What they do, others follow.
Yeah, and that's sad.
In the blue states, it'll happen. In the blue states, I guarantee you'll see more.
I know, and I'm concerned.
Yep, and it's they're sad. Trying everywhere, but it's just not going to happen in a red state. It just isn't.
No. They try it, but they know that they can only get away with so much, you know, and they're a little bit... Yeah, I did hear about California, and I but what, it's new. I'm never shocked at California. If you say California, I'm never shocked. Kyle, I don't mean that toward you. There's some good people out there, but if it says California, there you go. Anyway, I'll get with you all tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. God bless you all in the meantime. I've got another subject I'm going to approach later, but, yeah, we got to pray over this one. God bless you all. Hang on to your guns. Thank you, Captain.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we're coming right back. Your phone calls will be welcome. Kathy's going to give you the number, and we will go from there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And don't forget Wayne's project, The Wall, building the wall with Americans helping out. Rootwall.com is a website, rootwall.com. Go over there and check it out and contribute what you can. We're going to get that wall built by hook or crook. Alrighty, well, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. That's the father and son team that puts together Relief Factor in Kirkland, Washington. And oh, by the way, they are a very patriotic and very good group of people that all work there. A lot of veterans work there. And they also, in as far as the veterans are concerned, they also do a lot of things for the veterans up there in that area, in the Seattle, Washington area, with a big Navy base up there. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of time. But what you'll get is you'll get a 3-week quick start. You take it the way it tells you to take it. It costs you $19.95 first time around. And you'll know by the end of the 3rd week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. Now, you can find it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. You take it 3 times a day to begin with until the last week, and then you cut down to 2 times a day if you're able to. But take it 3 times a day. And you'll find out what I already find out, and that is that it works for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us on the phone right now, we've got the mayor up there of Jasper, Nelson. How are you doing, Nelson?
Fantastic, Captain. I had an interesting story that I've been working on for about 3 or 4 years, and it has to do with the importance of the Navy, and especially the Navy in the War of 1812. I realize that there aren't too many people alive that remember the War of 1812, but anyway, and it goes to the heart of enemies of this country that have been here continually since really the foundation of this country, and they are still here. And it has to do with an incident in which some of the American naval ships were forced to retreat into the harbors in and around New Haven, Connecticut, but all of the New England coast. The British Navy had forced them into that area, and it considerably reduced their ability to fight. And trying to protect themselves, they went into the harbors and also up into some of the rivers in Connecticut. And obviously they couldn't fight from there, and being bottled up like that, and the British wanted to get on and do their things. Well, as the American naval ships were leaving and trying to get out into the open sea so they could do something advantageous, blue lights would appear in the hills of Connecticut to alert the British that the American Navy was trying to get out and get into the open sea.
Yep.
And this was known as the Blue Light Federalist. And it was quite well known at the time of the War of 1812. And I know for sure that newspapers of this country were still talking about
it. You know where I first found out about that?
Not a clue.
I went to Mystic, Connecticut, to the world-famous seaport that's there, the old Mystic Seaport.
And
it was a number of years ago. And they actually had the that story there.
Is that right?
Because they went into Mystic. Some of the ships went into Mystic.
Isn't that interesting? And yet, you know, we have these tidbits or these factoids that are so localized and are not disseminated nationwide. For instance, in the textbooks that I used that I was teaching, it's not in there. And
no.
So on and on and on. It's unheard of. It's unknown. And yet, here is someone that still remembers it and talks about it. Wow. Well, I'm gratified to hear that.
Yeah, well, the only reason I know about it is because, like I say, I was in Mystic. I've been to the little city that's there with the, you know, it's a totally restored historical deal. And it's very interesting. I'd suggest anybody go there.
Wow, that's great. Okay, well, you have a great evening, Captain.
All right, thanks, Nelson. Yep. And that's Nelson with a little history there, but he didn't know that I already knew part of it because I'd been to Mystic, Connecticut, which is, I guess it's a seaport, not really, but you had to go up a river to get there, and that's where some of the ships went and hid because it was a safe harbor for them, and they still have it restored the way that it was almost all the way back to Revolutionary times, but certainly back to that era that he's talking about. But anyway, 877-969-8600 if you want to opine tonight, 877-969-8600. Now, Beto O'Rourke has created a house of fire with something that he had to say about taxing the churches. Wait till you hear this.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
Congressman, thank you.
Thank God Beto was never going to be the president of the United States. Thank God. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think we got Eric in Seminole. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, I just talking about the people talking about navies. As a former veteran, retired sailor myself, 244 years is pretty awesome.
Yep.
I know there are probably many balls going on, but the oddity of you have it, I was part of the, I know more about Marine Corps history, than Navy history. But hey, it's interesting that, stuff going on in Syria. It's kind of interesting stuff that you and I were talking about last week and a couple other people last week, how it's slowly coming out. They're all affiliated with PKK, and now they did the old bait and switch to work with Damascus instead of the United States. And some of my buddies been talking about that they've, how should I say this, there's people being put downrange to be placed in the way of things that are going on.
Yeah.
So, they're really shouldn't. They're not fulfilling a proper mission other than observe. And the cover story is to observe. So, I think there's obviously much more going on in that part of the world. I still think it's not our fight, and I don't respectfully disagree with any PhD or whomever is going to say otherwise. That northeastern Syria is loaded with natural resources.
Yep.
And anybody can find this out on the CIA World Fact Book. You don't go right to the horse's mouth. So who's telling everybody that Turkey's such a bad deal? And I'm not saying they're on our side, so to speak. But in it, the oddity of it is that Brussels, the head of NATO, is letting each independent country within NATO speak out instead of NATO speaking as a unified front.
Correct.
To condemn what's going on in Turkey. So I find that interesting. I may be reading into it a little bit too much into the weeds here, but people that are, use a martial art move, taking the momentum of one's enemy and turning it against them. That's what I think's going on with the Turks and the Kurds and this, that, and the other. That whole region's natural resource rich, and I think there's other things going on.
Well,
and we shouldn't be using Western powers to, set up the perimeter for follow-on dealing.
Yeah, there's five or six different groups of Kurds that are involved here. And by the way, let's not forget that Russia brokered this deal yesterday with the Kurds that were supporting us.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that goes a long way with Middle Eastern politics if people want to really look and drill that saying down. Enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
I could go on. Sir, thanks for taking my call. Happy birthday, U.S. Navy. Go Navy, beat Army.
All right, thanks. One, thanks, yes, Eric. All righty, there you go. And Eric, of course, a Navy corpsman, I believe, is what he was, I think, if I got that right. If not, if I'm wrong, Eric, you can let me know. I know I got your challenge coin here. But anyway, there you go. And I will be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. God, there's a lot of stuff going on there tonight. I mean, just pick a direction and start talking. Because we got more ships going into the South China Sea. There's an aircraft carrier task force headed that way. Goodness sakes. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly all American troops are being pulled out of Syria. This, in addition to the troop withdrawal from northeastern Syria announced by President Trump last week. It appears the action has triggered widespread shock and accusations that the U.S. is abandoning the Kurds, a loyal ally who had bravely battled the Islamic State. The Pentagon said they wanted the withdrawal to be in an orderly manner. They say it could take many days or even weeks, but the security situation is rapidly deteriorating, as the Turkish army has already taken hold of many areas. France and Germany are stepping up efforts to stop the Turkish offensive against Kurdish-led forces. The U.S. withdrawal leaves open the question of what happens to Kurdish prisons that hold thousands of Islamic State fighters. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because I know some of you are just getting out of the military, some of you are in a dead-end job, some of you may be getting out of high school, thinking about going somewhere because you've just learned a trade, you're not necessarily going to college, and maybe you want to try that trade, but then you find out that you're only going to get 80% of what the going rate is, because that's what you get as an apprentice. So think about that for a minute. Now, with everything else that's going on, don't forget that, whoops, I got something sounding up here. There we go. Okay, now, don't forget that with everything that's going on, you need to pay attention to the fact that there is a great way to get your career started with National Aviation Academy in two locations that can serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as a aviation maintenance tech. Now, that applies to anybody that will want to go over to look online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or by giving them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you in the days and weeks and months to come. And you'll be glad you did. You'll be telling me thank you very much for doing that. Well, some sad news to report. First of all, Master Sergeant Mark Allen, who 10 years ago went out on a patrol looking for now Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, was shot in the head and seriously wounded. He's been a paraplegic ever since, and he just died yesterday. Leaves behind a young girl, daughter, and his wife. And what a tragic waste. One of the soldiers that was either killed or wounded looking for Bo Bergdahl. He will be missed. Now, also, the Kurds yesterday made news because they brokered a deal through Russia to support and stand up with the Syrian army to try to stem the Turkish offensive that's coming right into their area. And it's already there, for that matter. That means that elements of the Turkish army will be moving along with the Kurds to push the Turkish forces out of Syria. Now, there is no love lost between the Syrians and the Turks. We all know that. The Turks are predominantly Sunni. I'm sorry, the Syrians are predominantly Sunni. The Kurds are predominantly Sunni, so they have a natural alliance in that respect. And, of course, the Turks are not. But we'll see what happens, because this is fixing to get real, real interesting right there in Turkey. Now, the Kurds made their deal with the devil, so to speak, because they were afraid they were going to be wiped out before the Turkish sanctions could do much help. And there may be some truth in that. We'll see. We'll see. Also, we had 9 people killed in an air raid by the Turks over the weekend, a bombing. 9 civilians, I might add, not fighters, civilians. And that kind of woke the Turks, the Kurds up to the threat that's there from the Kurds. So, again, we'll see what happens. And North Korea came out and threatened to resume nuclear and long-range missile tests, according to the U.S. And they accused the U.S. of having instigated some members at the U.N. Security Council to condemn its recent weapons tests. Well, it is what it is. And, oh, by the way, a bomber task force of 4 B-52 straddle forces and about 350 airmen began a deployment to the RAF Fairford base in England. That'll be interesting to see how they'll be used. And don't forget that our former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, said that the president's decision to pull back U.S. troops from northeast Syria, allowing Turkey to move forward with its long-planned anti-Kurdish offensive, was most unfortunate. Now, he came short of saying that he didn't agree with the president, but certainly the terminology is such that you could think that maybe he didn't agree with what the president was talking about, H.R. McMaster. And I will defer that one to Colonel Jim, because he knows H.R. McMaster. And we'll see where that goes. Now, I kind of remind you, of the enemy of my enemy is my enemy too, with all the stuff that's going on. Because populating four Middle Eastern border countries, the Kurds make up numerous factions, the PKK, the YPG, the PYD, and the YPJ, amongst others. And I don't pretend to understand the complex interrelationships between the Kurds and their host countries, like Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq. But I can pretty much say with certainty that neither do many of our government officials. Because here's what I do know. In 1978, a group of Kurdish students in Turkey rebelled. Their leader was Abdullah Öcalan. Now, years of violence followed. Öcalan fled to Syria in 1980. Then he was allowed to form training camps for Syrian Kurds. It became his safe haven from which he was to attack Syria's common enemy, our NATO ally, Turkey. Now, today, Ocalan's group is known as the PKK. And a reporter for the liberal news organization, Mother Jones, lived amongst the PKK in Rojavi, Syria, in the late 2000s and again in 2018. This is the same region being targeted by Turkey this very day. His story might just make you rethink your position on Trump's decision. The Kurdistan Workers' Party. Now, the reporter describes the PKK with utmost admiration, yet his revelations and other little-known facts about the group could convince all Americans, if they're open-minded enough, that getting our troops out was way overdue. So think about that for a minute. And Eric is chiming in here. Let me go see what he's saying. Okay, he's saying, in my opinion, Bergdahl should have been hanged for desertion and possible treason. Then he goes on to say, regarding the Kurds in Syria, maybe you could consider publicizing the colonel's excellent. Oh yeah, well the colonel and I are going to talk about that, and I've had that out there. The colonel posted quite an article, which is similar to what I'm talking about right here, right now, about the Kurds and all the different groups of Kurds there were and how they got to where they're at and why they're in some of these, is doing what it's doing. And, yeah, that article that our Rules for Deplorables author posted yesterday was very interesting, too. And you'll have to go to that website. Well, no, wait, it's not on the website, sorry. It's on her Facebook page. Go to the Rules for Deplorables group and look it up. There's an interesting post there about all of this right there. And, of course, Colonel Jim wrote quite an article last week about it, too. So we got you covered on all the different bases there. In the meantime, time to take a break. Coming back, going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And then don't forget, Denise Simon comes up after that.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
I went out with just a little boy.
you a little CCR, bringing you back here, born in the bayou down there, Louisiana way. By the way, Louisiana, LSU beat the Gators over the weekend. In case you were asleep and didn't know about it, we'll be talking about that hour number four with our sports prognosticator himself, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. Now, an elevated to critical fire weather condition is going on right now across the Central Rockies. Also, the remnants of a dangerous typhoon are bringing some really, really, really rough water and weather to the Bering Sea. Waves as high as 50 feet across the Bering Sea headed towards Alaska, pounding the coastline. Now, cold temperatures will remain across the northern plains, while portions of the central Rockies will see an enhanced wildfire threat early this week. And let's not forget, right now, up in Wisconsin, up in Illinois, up in Indiana, up in Michigan, you've got a frost advisory tonight, and there's a hard freeze advisory out west tonight along I-5 north towards Canada, or towards Oregon, and way up on the Canadian border, down into, I don't know, about 100 miles or so, maybe 150 now, into Montana. You've got some unsettled weather conditions and winter driving conditions there as well because of all the snow that's fallen there in the last couple of weeks. That's right there, northeastern Montana. Not quite to North Dakota, so there you go. Now, the big fire threat tonight is in Wyoming across I-80 all the way across almost to Nebraska, so be careful there. And the northwestern corner of Colorado tonight, they have a fire threat advisory, as well as down south of Denver, down around Pueblo and central Colorado in some areas down there. Now, you look pretty good coming across I-10 tonight all the way over to Florida, except for some scattered showers again on the east coast of Florida. I'm seeing showers right now that have erupted down by Lake Okeechobee, West Palm Beach up towards Melbourne, and then over towards St. Augustine on up to the Florida state line to include Jacksonville. And we've got some windy and unsettled weather conditions now in central North Carolina and eastern West Virginia. So it looks like as if, and Kentucky too for that matter now, it looks like as if we got some weather that could be brewing there. So we want to keep your eyes and ears open there, guys and gals. Might be some thunderstorms, certainly some wind in the area, but something's brewing over there. And if it's cold enough to freeze, there might be some of that white stuff in the air too. Just be advised. Now, going up into Maine, you've got some heavy fog in Maine, dense fog advisory on down to on down to New Hampshire, all the way down to the Massachusetts line, and just about all the way up to the Nova Scotia line. So that's pretty inclusive all on I-95 right now. Now, keep in mind, your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Not your daddy's ever's truck stop anymore, because these pilots are really souped up. The new ones, the travel centers, well, they've got some really good food in there. You could see an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen. You can see a Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts. Or you might even see more than one place in them. And don't forget, the Flying J's are the same way. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilot and Flying J, they're doing a bang-up job right now, being your home away from home if you're a trucker. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Pilot and Flying J, they bring you your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Now, let's not forget about the fact, with everything that's going on tonight, that Democrats in the media for 3 years have used the fog of facts and speculation to lull America into forgetting that there was never a shred of evidence of the Trump-Russia collusion. They flooded the zone with another flurry of scattershot claims in their campaign against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. But Republicans might just bear these tactics in mind as they confront the left's new impeachment push, because Joe Biden worked with the whistleblower when he was vice president. That we now know, because officials have revealed it here over the weekend. And joining us right now to talk about that a lot more, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
I couldn't make up the stuff about Joe Biden if I tried. Plus, we now know he made a cool $15.6 billion within 2 years of leaving the White House.
You mean million?
Billion. Yeah, million. Mm-hmm. Couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, it shouldn't happen that way because nobody else. Could you do that?
Well, I don't know that anything that he did was illegal when he left the vice presidency. We haven't, and even for Hunter, I'm not sure that anything was illegal unless it can be proved that there was access sold because of the name. And therein lies where I think we have to work pretty hard to see what those facts are.
And they are, in fact, doing that. There is an investigation underway right now. Now, nobody really wanted to say much about it. The Democrats certainly aren't talking about it, but I can tell you, my sources are telling me that they are investigating Hunter and his father.
Okay.
And they're trying to follow the money trail.
Well, I mean, that's the given tactic, to follow the money.
Yep. Now, we are going to talk coming up after the top of the hour about what's going on with the Kurds right now over in Syria, because a major announcement was made yesterday afternoon insofar as who they've now aligned themselves with. A deal brokered, we understand, personally by Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and you know, here's the remarkable thing. You know, the Kurds were on our side, or we were on their side. And now they have had to partner, and it was predicted that they would do this out of desperation, that they would partner with essentially two tyrants. Now, who had been doing all the bombing in Syria? Russia.
Mm-hmm.
None of this makes any sense.
Although we did have 9 people killed yesterday, and we were told it was Turkey that dropped bombs on the Kurds.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced that Turkey is doing all of the bombing. If they may be, I have a feeling it's still Russia, but that's just a gut feeling of mine. But and now we have a humanitarian crisis. I mean, a major humanitarian crisis with, you know, innocent civilians. I mean, 100,000 of them are fleeing all of this. And then we had a prison escape of 950 Islamic Staters.
Yep, and they're out there in the mix, too.
Not looking good, is it?
Well, we all knew this was going to happen. Everybody knew this, but here's the deal. The polls are not showing that this is a big bad deal just yet. Hold on. Be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and I'll explain what I'm talking about there when I come back. The polls aren't really reflecting that this is all that awful yet, and more people actually believe that pulling our troops out was a better idea. I'll get to that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.